From KQED Public Radio, this is Capitol Notes, our weekly podcast about California politics. I'm John Myers, and coming to you from outside the Excel Center in St. Paul, Minnesota. Not from Sacramento this week. Not talking about the still-stuck state budget, which, of course, I'm sure we'll be talking about again next week. But this week, a little bit of a focus on Republican politics in California. Obviously, delegates from the Golden State have been here in St. Paul all week as they've sent John McCain and Sarah Palin on their way to represent the Republican Party in the race for president and vice president. But a lot of Californians have been here looking at their own futures and what might be happening, California Republicans. And so this week on the podcast, we thought we'd let you hear from two people who have been making quite a buzz around California Republican circles this week, Meg Whitman and Steve Poizner. First, Steve Poizner, as you know, is the California Insurance Commissioner and has been so since 2006. Meg Whitman is the former CEO of eBay and a top economic advisor to Senator John McCain. Both Whitman and Poizner are getting a lot of attention from California Republicans this week, and the big reason is that the buzz has it that both of them could be interested in a run for statewide office, that office known as governor, in 2010 when Arnold Schwarzenegger is termed out. So we spoke to each one of them this week for different reasons, but I wanted to bring you a little bit of the extended conversations with Steve Poizner and Meg Whitman about their own political philosophies and about what they might want to do and why they're looking at the race. We'll start with the unknown, Meg Whitman, the former CEO of eBay, who spoke here at the Republican convention on Wednesday night. She and I spoke earlier in the week, and I asked her to start off with about how she got involved in politics.
Well, you're right. I mean, particularly the last 10 years, I took eBay from a startup to a grown-up. I had, when I started eBay, my boys were 10 and 13. Now they're 23 and 20. And I'm married to a neurosurgeon, so there was not a lot of time given all of that. But in the fall of 2006, Mitt Romney was thinking about running for president. And he called me. I worked for Mitt Romney at Bain & Company for 10 years. And he said, would you ever be willing to help? And I said, for you, Mitt, I will do anything. And so that's actually how I got involved. I was one of his national finance co-chairs. And that experience, plus running eBay, really, I began to understand the impact that public service can have, the importance of, you know, who you elect as president and senator and congressman and things like that. So worked for about a year and a half on Mitt's campaign. When he stepped down, I was thinking, okay, I'm not sure what I'll do next. And then Senator McCain called because I had known him because he was one of the key voices against internet taxation, which was obviously a key issue in the Valley. So I joined up with his campaign about the same time that I stepped down from eBay, where I had been for 10 years. So I said to John, you know, good news is I have a little more time because I don't have a day job. So I'm now one of John McCain's national co-chairs and have been involved in strategy and communication and surrogacy work. So that's how I got involved.
Do you find it difficult to step out there? I mean, you know, because people don't see you as a partisan figure from your business experience.
Yeah. Well, you know, I believe very deeply in Republican principles. I believe very deeply in John McCain. So it's pretty easy for me to talk about John and his economic policy and his health care policy and his energy policy that I was involved in helping to create, and so it's pretty comfortable for me to talk about that.
What was the reaction when he mentioned you as one of the three people at the Saddleback event?
Well, it was a little surprise to me. I was at home with my 20-year-old, and you know, we looked at each other, and I said, gosh, that is quite an honor. And my 20-year-old was like, whoa, Mom, you know, way to go. So he was actually thrilled.
So we know what's on your plate for the next couple of months.
Right.
You're working hard to get Senator McCain elected president. After that, what do you think happens for you?
Well, you're right. I mean, it is flat out 150% of my time between now and the November election for John McCain. And then we'll see what the right thing to do is. You know, it will reveal itself. And, you know, thinking about a number of different things. But really, I'm one of these people that sort of focuses on one thing at a time. And that's what we'll focus on through the 4th of November.
Does the notion of a statewide campaign of your own throw you off at all? I mean, you know, obviously, it's like everybody like talks about, you know, what's she going to do next.
Right.
Does that kind of thing, can you ever see yourself doing that?
Well, first of all, it has been flattering that people have mentioned that possibility and you know, in some quarters have been encouraging me to do it. And I just think we want to, you know, be thoughtful about it and, you know, decide what the right thing to do is after we get John McCain elected president.
Do you, just a couple of things about understanding your political philosophy. I mean, you are a Republican, yes. but Republican can be yes. all kinds of flavors
sure.
of Republican, like
sure.
every party.
Sure.
I'm just curious, how would you describe yourself on fiscal issues and social issues?
Sure.
How would you?
Sure. Well, with regard to, you know, first and foremost, my training is as a business executive. And so I am deep on the economy, deep on healthcare, because, of course, had to have healthcare for 16,000 eBay employees, as well as try to get healthcare for our community members. And obviously, through my work with John McCain, I now understand a lot more about energy, and energy is central to the economy. So I am, you know, a fiscal conservative that is all about how do we keep taxes low, how do we make sure that we are spending government money like it is the taxpayers. And I think we forget that. This is not government's money. It's your money and my money and everyone else's, you know, money. So a fiscal conservative. And on social issues, you know, more moderate in many ways. And obviously, you know, we'll, you know, if I decide to do something after November 4th, we'll talk more about it. But that's basically probably how I would describe myself.
Right. And then just to understand what you're going to do with the McCain campaign. What pledges do you make? Do you go all over the country? Do you stump speeches?
Maybe you try
to deliver California?
So I really take the lead of what the campaign thinks is my highest and best use. And that has changed from the time I joined the campaign in March until now. You know, originally it was economic policy, and then it became energy policy, and then it became fundraising, surrogacy work. And I suspect what I will do over the next 2 months is spend more of my time in California doing surrogacy work on behalf of the campaign. But if he needs me in Ohio, or he needs me in Pennsylvania, or he needs, you know, something done, I am more than happy to respond.
Do you think he can win California?
I think it's a tough battle, right? You know, we should be very realistic about it. But I do think he is the kind of Republican that appeals to California. You know, he is a maverick. He has reached across the aisle. I think Californians feel very strongly that he is right on energy policy, with the exception of offshore drilling, and that that he is a compelling candidate with a great character for California. But make no mistake, this is going to be a tough election, not only in California, but across the country. And John McCain has said many times, plan on staying up late November 4th, because this is going to be, I think, a very close election.
Just two more questions. One, the offshore drilling issue.
Yes.
Right, as you alluded to,
yes.
there are some issues in California, whether they agree with that. The Governor Schwarzenegger,
correct.
Agree with the Senator on that.
Correct.
How do you, I'm assuming you support the Senator's position on it.
I do.
In which case, how do you explain it to Californians?
Yeah, well, remember what his position is that he wants to lift the federal moratorium on offshore drilling and then leave it up to the individual states, which is a policy, which is, I think, exactly the right thing. So if Governor Crist and the people of Florida want to do offshore drilling, and Governor Schwarzenegger and the people of California do not want to do offshore drilling, that's okay. I think Sarah Palin, you know, is obviously in favor of drilling in places that have not been able to be drilled in Alaska. So I think this notion of a more federalist position is the right one.
And what about your position with California drilling? Do you have
one? You know, I think we want to be really thoughtful about this. And there's no question that offshore drilling is much safer probably than it was, you know, a number of years ago. But I want to make sure that the people of California are heard on that issue, because our coast is pristine. And I want to be very respectful of the wishes of the people of California.
One final question. Using your business acumen and the fact that you're a Californian, could you give me your thoughts on California state budget problem at this point in the past that has gone on a record? What do you make of it as a Californian and a person who knows what business, you know,
sure.
what dollars and cents is all
sure.
about?
So it's a very tough situation, I think, that we find ourselves in. And obviously lots of different people are trying to solve it thus far without success. But I think we've got to come together and we've got to bridge this budget gap. And it is a tough situation. I feel confident that Governor Schwarzenegger will lead us to a solution. But in the end, we have to, I believe, look at spending in California and spend money like it is yours. And really think hard, is every program we have in place working? And then, you know, what are other revenue sources that can be brought to bear, if any? But I, you know, what's interesting to me about this, in business, a very simple rule. Revenues have to be more than costs. I mean, otherwise, you go out of business. And in the end, that is true for the state of California, and it's true for the United States of America. So over time, we must legitimately have revenues that are greater than costs for the state of California. Otherwise, this is not a long-term solution for your children, my children, and our grandchildren, because we cannot, I believe, continue to borrow to bridge that budget gap. It's not responsible.
And do you think the governor's sales tax position, what do you think about it?
You know, I don't know exactly. We have to, you know, I want to study it and understand. I mean, it seems like a reasonable proposal given where we are, but I wish we weren't where we are.
That was Meg Whitman, the former CEO of eBay and a top economic advisor to Senator John McCain. And as you can hear, Whitman says she's, you know, might be interested in something in the future, an elected office for herself, but right now is still sticking tight to the McCain candidacy and backing him up. Also spoke to Steve Poizner, California's insurance commissioner, and someone who I think is a little bit more open, I should say, that he is examining a race for governor in 2010. Steve Poizner and I spoke this week as well, and I asked him to, right off the bat, to kind of talk about what's next for him and this whole notion of another statewide elective office. Here's what he had to say.
Well, I take my responsibilities as the second highest ranking Republican in California very seriously. I do believe in the two-party system. I think California will be much better off if voters have choices at every election between Republicans and Democrats. I do think California is terribly off track. I'm not going to sit on the sidelines and just watch California deteriorate. You know, 50% of our fourth graders can't even pass basic reading proficiency tests. I know for a fact that jobs and venture capital rapidly leaving the state of California. I do believe that policymakers on both sides of the aisle in Sacramento are oblivious to the fact that the world has changed completely. We're in a 21st century global economy, and thanks to the internet, we compete with people all over the world. California needs to make major changes if we're going to attract jobs again. And we're not going to tax our way out of this mess. We need to have a growing, healthy economy so we have the resources required to make needed investments in schools and in infrastructure. So I'm committed to the state of California. This has been a wonderful state for me. I raised a family here. I got an education at Stanford. I started and ran companies successfully in Silicon Valley. I owe the state of California, and I'm going to continue to offer my services to the people of the state of California. I'm going to continue to look for ways, you know, to best serve the people.
Well, obviously the way everybody thinks would be as governor.
And I'm seriously looking at it. I mean, as governor, you are in a position where you can have a major impact, you know, on the entire economy and the entire political system. So I'm seriously looking at that option.
What factors do you have to take into account to make the decision?
Well, first of all, there are a bunch of issues that have to do with making sure that you know, your family understands the ramifications of being in such a high-profile position. So a lot of discussions with the family. Also, you know, if I decide to run, I want to make sure that I have a good chance of winning. You know, in politics, there's never any guarantees, but I'm talking to lots of people all around the state of California to assess whether I could build the kind of massively large coalition that I would need to build in order to win. In my last election in 2006, I succeeded in putting together a very large coalition of Democrats and Republicans and Independents, you know, to end up, you know, winning my election. And really, the first Republican elected since 1994 that wasn't an incumbent or in a special recall-like situation. So I've done it before, and I'm, you know, carefully looking at it whether I can put that kind of campaign together again in 2010.
Would you have to self-finance it, do you think, largely, or what do you think? I mean,
I would make a major contribution to the campaign, but it would be a big mistake, you know, to self-finance a run for governor. You know, that's been a strategy of failure for others who've tried it in the past. People want to see that you can go out and generate lots of financial support. And so I'll do active fundraising. I'll raise, you know, if I do run for governor, you know, a large percentage of it will come from outside contributors. And when people contribute to their campaign, you know, they're buying into, you know, what you believe in. So that's a really important thing.
Should you make that transition to that office, though, you know, you have to wade into issues that as insurance commissioner you don't wade into, you know, and clearly those have been issues for Republicans statewide before, social issues, for example. How do you define yourself in that part of the Republican Party in California?
I'm a libertarian when it comes to social issues. I do believe that government should stay out of people's private lives. I do know that puts me at odds with some other parts of the Republican Party. But that hasn't stopped me from developing some really outstanding relationships with all parts of the Republican Party, including moderates and the conservatives. And the reason why I've been able to successfully put together these large coalitions, even within the Republican Party, is that I've spent years now meeting with Republican leaders all over the state. Just in the last year alone, I've met with over 60 Republican groups giving speeches. I've done lots of fundraising for Republican groups, done a lot of base-building work. And Republicans now, even if they don't agree with me on all the social issues, they know that I'm a fiscal conservative, that I believe in the free enterprise system, down to my bones, and that I will do what it takes, you know, to re-energize our economy and bring jobs back to California. Those are issues that all Republicans, you know, can get behind, and that will be the focus of any future effort if I do decide to run.
So then let me ask you just quickly about things, given your fiscal conservatism. Talk to me about what you would do with a $15 billion budget deficit.
Well, you know, I'm not in the nitty-gritty of all of that. And I do support what the governor's trying to do, finding this middle ground to get the budget resolved once
the sales tax proposal?
Well, but one thing I will say, so I don't want to get too much in the nitty-gritty, but I will say this. I don't support a tax increase as a part of the package. So I do support finding some middle ground. That's just important because we need a budget. It's really hurting the state. You know, my fraud investigators out in the field not getting reimbursed. We need a budget. But I do think that a tax increase at this time would be a mistake. I deal with small business people all the time as insurance commissioner and families. People are struggling to make ends meet. And so a tax increase would have the opposite impact. It would depress the economy. Wrong move.
But if you're looking for a middle ground, I mean, what else? How do you find a middle if you take that completely off the table? I mean, because the only other options you've got, you and I both know, there are three options to solve budget gaps: taxes, cuts, borrowing.
Well, they need to take a close look at those two of the other three options, and it needs to be a package that includes two of those other three options, because a tax increase would depress the economy. It may not produce any more revenue. It's exactly the wrong move, given how weak the economy is right now.
So, in other words, I think where legislative Republicans are is probably where you are, though.
You know, that's moving in the right direction, I believe. You know, people are struggling. I mean, the high gasoline prices... they're worried about losing their mortgages and their foreclosures. The jobs are leaving the state. We simply can't impose new taxes on Californians right now. The economy is way too weak for that.
Have you shared that view with the governor? I mean, clearly that's at odds with what he's trying to do.
Well, what I have shared with the governor is that I totally support, you know, his leadership, his ability to find a compromise. And I've expressed some of my views about taxes to him before. You know, we agree on some parts of my vision about taxes, maybe disagree on others. In general, though, you know, I really admire and support what the governor is trying to do, and that is, in a very difficult circumstance, find some middle ground, resolve this budget mess.
That was Steve Poizner, California's insurance commissioner, talking about maybe his future prospects for another statewide office, the office of governor. And before that, of course, Meg Whitman, the former CEO of eBay, another person who is rumored to be looking at a race for governor in 2010. Of course, she's made no firm decisions, and as you heard, Steve Poizner has not made any firm decisions on that either. Again, if you hear the helicopter behind me, it's because I'm outside of the Excel Center in St. Paul here at the Republican National Convention, and next week we'll be back to all the fun and excitement of the ongoing state budget crisis in Sacramento. With that, I'm John Myers from KQED. See you next time.